Hi, welcome to Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and joining me today is Angelos Petropoulos. Hey, Angelos.
Hi, Robert. Good to be here.
Angelos was on the show a couple weeks ago with Dan and Charles showing the diagnostic tooling.
That's right.
And you did a killer demo of IntelliTrace. And within hours of posting the show, we got a comment from somebody that said, IntelliTrace rocks. So we decided Angelos should come back on the show and show us more about IntelliTrace.
And I'm very excited to do so.
Our initial intention was to do this exactly the week after, but you've decided that you're going to use CTP 6. Mm-hmm. The preview was the one we released in November, then we released CTP 5. That's what you guys used a couple weeks ago. That's now right. We're on to 6 already. And so you're going to be using that, so that's why there was a bit of a delay.
That's right.
So, IntelliTrace. I think it's a very powerful but kind of overlooked and underused feature. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those features that people kind of see, but it seems complicated. It's not maybe as accessible. I know you guys are working to do that, but I think we should maybe start off by reminding people what it is,
right,
and then go into how much better it is in 2015. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right.
So in 2015, we have invested very heavily in the user experience for IntelliTrace. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we got a lot of feedback from our customers that they see the potential and the value of the tool. What they want now is a better experience consuming all this great data that IntelliTrace is giving them. And that's what we focused on in 2015. What we did was we took what we already had and we made it better. Mm-hmm. Then we added new features and then we integrated everything into the diagnostics tools window along with the other diagnostics tools. I want to show you just one slide before we dive straight into the demos, because I don't want to just talk fluff about this. I just want to show you how you actually use it. But just allow me just one slide to talk to you about what IntelliTrace does, just to help those people who maybe haven't used it before or haven't seen it before. So as your application is executing, it will do things that are slightly more interesting than others. It will make many method calls. But as developers, we know that there are specific method calls and specific actions that are more interesting than others. Mm-hmm. For example, accessing a registry key, accessing files, executing .NET statements, an ASP.NET request coming in. Those are the areas where a lot of our bugs tend to hide. Mm-hmm. So what IntelliTrace does is, as your application is executing and you're debugging it like normal, it is finding those interesting points in time. It is capturing the call stack and locals information for every one of these events that it considers interesting without you doing anything and without you knowing anything. So what that allows you to do is, once you're happy with your debugging session and now you want to get to the root cause of a bug, mm-hmm. it lets you stop the application and just look in the past and figure out what has your application been doing while you were debugging. And what I want you to get out of that is, typically when you're debugging, you're going through this loop of setting breakpoints and then repeating your steps, and then setting breakpoints, repeating your steps, looking at call stack, and you continue that loop. IntelliTrace helps you minimize that by hopefully having already recorded what you would find interesting mm-hmm. without you having to do that. So I'm going to dive straight into the demos now, but most of our demos are going to be around the F5 live debugging experience.
Okay.
That's just you pressing F5 in Visual Studio. IntelliTrace is recording everything in the background, and you will see how it's integrated into the diagnostics tools
window. So it's on by default, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
So as you're watching this, I want you to keep in mind there's one more scenario that IntelliTrace supports, which is what we call the non-live debugging. That's where your application is running on a server or a mm-hmm. machine where you cannot connect Visual Studio to. And for those scenarios, IntelliTrace has a standalone collector, which is a very easy to deploy. You copy and paste a bunch of files to the server. You run up a couple of PowerShell command prompt commands, mm-hmm. and your application is executing with IntelliTrace monitoring it. Everything your application does is recorded to a iTrace file. Once you're happy with your application's execution, you take the iTrace file back to Visual Studio, you open it up, and you're going to have a similar experience to what you're about to see.
Right.
So just keep that in mind. Keep that scenario in mind as we go
through
the demos.
We did a show, Larry Guger came on to do a show mm-hmm. on that probably a year or so ago. Mm-hmm. Is that only for server situations?
No, it's just any machine where
any machine.
You cannot install or connect Visual Studio.
So if you're, if I build a Windows Store app that mm-hmm. you're running on your Surface or something and you're mm-hmm. having issues, I could do that on that machine, or does it have to be on a Surface?
Yeah, you can have a client machine that's running your app.
Okay, good.
And then you can just deploy, copy paste the collector to it, fire it up, and it
that's
can collect.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Cool. So let me just step right into the demos here. So we're going to start off with a ASP.NET application, and I've already kind of started it here, so you don't watch me waiting for the screen to load. It's a application I found on CodePlex. I'm trying to show you demos from almost real applications, something more sophisticated than Hello World or something that I came up with. And it's a very simple application. It allows me to maintain a contact list. And I have been told it has an issue. I've been told that it doesn't let me remove duplicate entries.
Okay.
So let's try and see that. So I'm going to very quickly add a couple of new entries in here. Click save. First one was successful. I'll click save again to create a duplicate. Then I'll go and I'll remove. The first one worked. I'll click remove again. This one didn't seem to work. I'm clicking it a couple of times. All right, so we have a problem here. The second remove seems to not be working.
Okay.
I'm going to start trying to solve this without using IntelliTrace, just to get an idea of the typical debugging workflow. That's what I want to emphasize here, is the workflow. I'm not going to count seconds or minutes. What I want to show you is how your workflow changes. So I know this application is relatively simple, but it doesn't make for a very good demo if I sit here and you watch me load an application that takes forever, or if I sit here and you watch me repeat testing steps that take a few minutes. So keep in mind that this could be an application that maybe I worked on part of it, but I didn't work on this part, so I don't know the code very well. Or I'm supporting multiple applications, and somebody sent me this bug for this particular application.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure where to set my first breakpoint, which is the first thing that you do when you debug.
Right.
So I'm going to try and get an idea here by looking at what's underneath this button. I'll right-click and inspect element. That's what most people tend to do, just to investigate what's going on. I see that my click event handler is data-bound to remove contact. I'll do a really quick search for that. Remove contact. Here is some interesting JavaScript. Here is my remove contact. It seems to be doing a delete. The URL is not very clear, but I can look above. I can see it's something API/contacts. Okay, I have a pretty good idea what's happening here. I'm going to go back to my source code. I'm going to look for a controller in my Solution Explorer that has exactly that. So let me go to APIs, context controller. Let's go find the delete method. All right, there it is. I'm going to put a breakpoint here. I'm going to go back to the app. And I'm going to close this. And I'm going to try and click remove again. Ah, that's interesting. My Visual Studio breakpoint is not getting hit. So it seems like JavaScript is not even able to make the call to the server, or this isn't the right place where it's making the call. So I thought this is where it was going to break, but it's not. And now I'm kind of not sure what to do next. What I want to point out here is it was very quick for me to reproduce this error. All I had to do was go back and click remove.
Right.
But imagine you had to spend a few minutes doing some data entry, starting some workflow. And every time you put a breakpoint, you had to repeat that.
Right.
And every time you miss, you're like, oh, I have to do it again. So instead, what I want to show you is how my workflow mentality changes with IntelliTrace. When I first saw this bug being reproduced, my first thought was, where am I going to put the first breakpoint to catch this? That's when I don't have IntelliTrace. When I do have IntelliTrace, my first thought is, well, what has IntelliTrace captured?
Yeah.
Let's go there first. Because it's easy, I don't have to do any work. So let's do just that. Like I said before, in 2015, IntelliTrace has now been integrated into the diagnostics tools window. And in order for me to see the data it has collected, I need to break the debugger. And an easy way to do that is to use the break all button. All that does is basically have every thread hit a breakpoint. It's the same thing. Every thread is going to stop when I do that. And IntelliTrace is going to show me the data it has collected. So there's a lot of things that have happened while we were debugging. So the first thing I want to do is get an eagle-eye view as to what my application did, and then try and get into the details. So I'm going to zoom out And the first thing that stands out is this red icon. Mm. Now, we've taken measures to make sure that the colors we're using mean things to you. Mm-hmm. We know that to users, a red thing means a breakpoint or an exception. It means something interesting. So we've kept that.
Okay.
So when I see something red, I'm worried. This is an exception, something going on over there. So I'm going to select the time range around this cluster of events because I want to get more information about it. I want to find out more about it. Mm-hmm. Then I'll right click and I'll zoom to selection. And what I see here is more events than I saw before as I zoom in. Let me do that one more time. Let me keep zooming in because I see things that are clustered here. Now, as I'm zooming in and I'm selecting time, my tabular view below is also getting filtered within that time range. So now that I have filtered down to this interesting area of events, I can either hover over the timeline and look at each one of them, mm-hmm. or I can look at my now filtered list in the table, which is going to show me the same thing, but in a tabular format. So I can avoid having to wait for the hover over.
And you've already figured out what the problem is, right?
Can I give it away? Yeah, go ahead, please.
you inserted this twice. The second one failed. The reason you could delete the first one was because it exists. You can't delete the second one because it doesn't exist in the first place.
Right. And you have no idea what the code behind
right.
this is. You've never seen this before.
Right. Now you still have to go figure out how to solve that, but we now know what the problem is. We now know what happened.
Step one, we're now much closer to the root cause. Like
the problem is actually in the UI. Why are you showing that second contact if it doesn't exist in the first place?
Right.
Right.
And
so it's not a data problem. The data code, did what it was supposed to do.
That's right.
The service did what it was supposed to do. The back end, whatever it is, did mm-hmm. what it's supposed to do. It's an UI problem. So focusing on the delete method is the wrong place.
Right.
That actually worked.
Even though it seemed like the obvious place to start.
Yes.
And like you said, the next thing I want to find out is, well, why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very typical pattern when exceptions on the server side get swollen. And on the client side, you see unexpected behavior. Mm-hmm. And you can tell this by looking at IntelliTrace. You see we've logged a thrown event
yep.
and then a caught event. That means that it was handled, so which is why the client never really complained about it. So let's go and look at that. What I really want to find out now is where is this exception being thrown and why? So IntelliTrace allows me to step back in time and look at the call stack that specific exception had when it happened. So I will select the event and I will click activate historical debugging. What this does is it sets my IDE in the historical debugging mode.
Mm-hmm.
My code editor is now taking me to the line of code that was responsible for generating that exception. I can see it plain as day here, throw a new argument exception. And I can tell that what the application is trying to do is not allow you to have contacts with duplicate email addresses.
Right.
A lot of systems tend to do that. That's kind of your unique ID. So I got to the bottom of this bag. I know what's happening. Something nice and extra that I can do here is figure out, well, why is this getting swollen? Like, where am I catching this and then not reporting the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go back to my IntelliTrace list of events, and I'll find my cuts. And I will activate historical debugging on that one. Here I can see that I have kind of erroneously wrapped my method into a try-catch, thinking the only thing that can go wrong is some sort of concurrency in the database, which I'm logging elsewhere. But really here, I'm casting too much of a wide net. Here, what I should be doing is treating an argument exception differently than a DB concurrency exception. Just because add contact fails, it doesn't guarantee that it's going to be a database concurrency. It could be, like as we saw, the client not doing good enough data validation.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't this capturing all exceptions?
That's right. And then all we're doing with it is just logging it.
Oh, okay.
Whereas in some cases, what we should do is report back to the client,
Hey,
your data validation wasn't good enough.
Right.
You just tried sending me data that I wasn't really expecting.
Right. So the problem is that you're just catching an exception, logging it, and moving on.
Right.
So the database, the service reports, you're not allowed to do this, and your UI says, yeah, that's interesting, and then it does it anyway.
Right. So what I want you to take away from this example, mm-hmm. it's not specifically ASP.NET or MVC or JavaScript calling MVC. This is a pattern. This is a typical server-client pattern
mm-hmm.
where you're supposed to do validation on both sides, and sometimes validation fails on one side, and then you have an exception that was kind of logged and swollen and you never were aware of it,
right.
And now you have an expected behavior. And the key thing here is that I didn't have to worry about setting a breakpoint. I didn't have to worry about knowing the code. I didn't have to worry about figuring out the workflow between server and client. Yep. I hit break all, I looked at what IntelliTrace had collected, and that pointed me to the right place.
Yeah, and in this example, it showed you, without even being able to read the code, without ever having even looked at the code, really,
right.
It showed you what happened. Then the next question was, go figure out where that's happening. So activate historical debugging, it took you right to where it was happening.
That's
and
right.
You could see in the code exactly what was going on.
So I want to show you now a couple more examples, a couple more key scenarios, like the server client scenario I just showed you, of where IntelliTrace can help you, just to get a better idea of what else, what kind of other interesting events can IntelliTrace collect for me and help me with. So I'll show you now another application that I found.
We'll bring
on
this
Complex
up at the end, but just to remind everybody that that you can download CTP6 or any of the previews or the trial edition. This is an ultimate feature, but you can play around with it and get a better sense of what it does.
Yes.
And then hopefully decide that it's worth upgrading.
That's right. Whether you're an ultimate customer or not, CTP6 will include IntelliTrace.
Yep.
So you can just download it and play around with it.
CTP6, which is ultimate.
But yeah, CTP6
right.
will
just
have.
Just want to make clear that
that's right.
you're not announcing.
No.
Where that IntelliTrace, no. what SKUs it may or may not be in. What
no, usually
what you're
for
saying is that the CTP, the preview in the CTP, is the ultimate version, and there's also a trial edition of the shipping ultimate version.
Correct.
Okay,
that's right. So this is another application that I found on CodePlex. It's a WinForms application. I just wanted to just change things up a little bit. And it's a social club manager.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, right? This is old school WinForms.
Woo!
Yeah, brings you back. So all this thing lets you do is pretty much just manage memberships. So you have a club and you have new members. So I'm going to register myself. I'm going to put my occupation, marital status, and let's be honest,
you're
need
too
to
young
lose some
to get
weight.
Married. You're 2 years old. You're too young to get married. Just saying.
Right. I'm going to click register. It's going to take a little while. It's going to save its data to the database. And the reason why I'm working on this application is because I was told sometimes when people query about their members, they get weird results. So let's play around with the search.
This is another excellent scenario that
right.
you've inherited or even put on a project with code that you didn't write, and you don't particularly necessarily want to have to dive into the code. But this
or
is another way to avoid that.
Exactly. Or maybe I wrote this code, but 6 months
yeah.
ago, and
yeah.
I'm not really sure how I wrote it, or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Or maybe I worked on a different part of the application.
Or 10 years ago.
Right. Let's see. I've been told that the search function isn't behaving as people expect it to. It's showing unexpected results. I'll start with searching for the entry I just put in. So that seems to work. That's me being an engineer and married. Let's see if I click get all. Okay, that looks a bit weird.
Mm.
I have an extra record in here with unknown. Let's see if I can select that one using the other method. Okay, well now I'm very confused.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure if the select SQL statements that are happening behind the scenes are wrong, or if when I added myself I did something wrong. I'm not really sure what
translating from the values in the dropdown to
yeah.
the codes that are stored in the data. There's all kinds of reasons.
Maybe the dropdowns don't really match up with the tables
maybe you're
and database.
Just not clearing the previous search.
Yeah.
All kinds of things.
I'm really not sure where to start here. I could probably put a breakpoint behind certs and behind get all and repeat my testing steps. But like I said, if that takes a few minutes, you're just wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
So my first thought is, not where to put the breakpoint. My first thought is, what has IntelliTrace collected? So I'm going to zoom out a little bit because we did a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We added a new member, then we searched a few different ways. So a lot of things have happened. And what my timeline is telling me here is me clicking the login button.
Okay.
I remember that. That was a startup screen. I clicked login and then I got the form. Here's a cluster of events. This looks like when I was entering a new member, right? Here's my first event here. It's kind of hiding behind others. There's a cluster of events here. There's another cluster of events here, which is the certs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to focus on the first cluster of events. And this view is eagled eye right now, so I'm going to zoom in a little bit to get a better idea of what's happening behind all of these events. So I'll zoom in. And as I zoom in, like I said, my tabular view has also filtered itself to these time range now. Mm-hmm. And would you look at that? If I look at my tabular view, the first thing I notice at the very bottom is execute reader insert and another insert right after it.
Okay.
Two inserts. I wasn't really expecting that.
No.
And I can see that my second insert has a null parameters being passed through.
And what was the first one? Did that have the first one that you entered?
Let's take a look at the first one again. Uh-huh. That one doesn't have any null values.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I think what's probably happening here is when we're inserting the data, we're inserting more than one record and mm-hmm. we're inserting some nulls, which is why the search is giving us the wrong results.
Okay.
And that was just another example of a lot of things are happening. Not really sure where things went wrong. Lots of SQL statements are firing off. I was able to use the timeline to home in to a particular area that I thought maybe was interesting. Mm-hmm. Then I looked at my tabular view, and lo and behold, there were weird, kind of unexpected insert statements waiting for me to discover them. Another example of another application, and you'll recognize this from last week.
So that kind of raises an interesting point. You saw two inserts there when you're only expecting one. So
right.
That may or may not have something to do with the search not working, but it's unexpected. So does it make sense to peruse the IntelliTrace to see if you see things you don't understand?
That's another thing. I'm glad that you said that because that's another way that we're hoping that our customers will end up using the timeline. Often you will just look at your application and you will see things that are happening that you just didn't expect.
Right.
And it surfaces things like maybe they don't manifest through bugs, but maybe they manifest themselves as performance problems because you're doing mm-hmm. too many actions.
Okay.
Or maybe they manifest themselves as a deadlocking issue later on when you're doing too many things at once and you have things lingering in the past.
Right.
So the timeline view is a way for you to look at patterns, to look at areas of interest.
Right. You thought you were sending, you entered 10 records, you thought you were sending them all to the back end in a batch, but instead you see 10 individual insert statements.
Right. That's a useful insight.
I mean, you wouldn't find that through normal debugging because you entered 10 things and then you did a search and they were all there.
Right.
And you wouldn't necessarily know that the performance was bad because, you know, you're running it locally and it seemed to work fine.
Exactly.
But now you can actually discover performance issue or some kind of issue before it manifests itself as an issue.
Right. IntelliTrace gives you, I shouldn't say just IntelliTrace, but the diagnostics tools window is now giving you a view into how your application is behaving both functionally mm-hmm. through IntelliTrace by telling you what it's actually doing,
yep.
and also how it's behaving in terms of performance. Because you can correlate, and I'll show you that later on, you can correlate the IntelliTrace data with CPU and memory data.
Yep.
So we're trying to give you a complete picture of how your application is behaving. And like you said, sometimes you will spot something interesting and it will not be the root cause of the bug,
right?
But it's still worth investigating.
Yep.
And when it is the root cause of the bug, you got there pretty quickly without doing much work.
Right.
So we've gone through a couple of key examples. One is a client server where the server is kind of swallowing some exceptions and the client is mm-hmm. not getting the results. We looked at a SQL-driven application where you have lots of SQL statements. Another type of application I want to show you is when you're accessing valuable resources like registry key or files. And this will look familiar. We used this the last time we did our talk about the diagnostics tools. This is this is actually something I've written. It's not from Coldplex. This is a simple WPF application. I will just allows me to open a file and make some edits. So I will do that.
So that might raise a question of IntelliTrace works for all apps, all languages, anything I do.
So
BB, C#, C++, F#, Python. Store apps, phone apps, MVC, WinForms, mm-hmm. WPF, I can go on and on. I'll stop now.
Right. So right now, IntelliTrace is for managed code only.
Okay.
So a WPF application, a WinForms application, ASP.NET, MVC, Web API, Store app, mm-hmm. those are all supported.
Okay.
We don't support phone yet.
Okay.
And like I said, we don't support script or native yet. But we're constantly...
We support store apps, Windows store apps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But we are constantly trying to add more support for more types of events and more platforms.
If I write Cordova, is that supported?
Not yet.
Okay.
But
if I use Xamarin to target iOS and Android as well as Windows, is that supported?
Not yet.
Okay.
This is part of the work we're doing integrating with the diagnostics tools window. What's happening behind the diagnostics tools window is a new platform that allows us to debug functionality and performance at the same time. And as this platform gives us support to more project types, IntelliTrace will be able to take advantage of it. Right now, IntelliTrace only works with managed projects, but we're constantly looking to add more platform support and new types of events.
So
the scenario I wanted to show you here is when your application is dealing with valuable resources like registry access or accessing files on the disk. This is an application that lets you edit files on the disk, and it has a very simple bug. The contents of the file don't matter, but if you make an edit towards the end, as soon as I hit save, you will see that my mouse position, my cursor, and my scroll bar will lose their current position. And that's the bug I want to fix. If I click save, you'll see that. So in this scenario, I'm dealing with file access, or you can think of it as registry access, the same kind of idea. I want to see what's going on.
Is this the same demo as a couple weeks ago?
That's right.
I just
want to show that.
So if people saw and remembered the episode from a couple weeks ago, they should feel free to move forward.
That's right.
Skip forward. If they didn't see that, then stick around and watch.
Yeah. I want to very briefly show you how all I did was open up a file, make some edits, and click save. My application behaved a bit unexpectedly. I hit break all. Not much has happened in this application, so I don't need the timeline this time. I can see everything of interest in the table already. Mm-hmm. I see my clicked open gesture. This is me clicking the open button, file access, and file close. Mm-hmm. That makes sense because when you are reading a file, you first open the stream, read the contents, and then close it.
Yep.
Then here is my click save gesture. This is after I made the edits. Mm-hmm. And here, IntelliTrace is telling me I have a file access, file close, followed by another file access, followed by another file close.
Which is right there. There's your clue that might seem odd.
So this is another case of IntelliTrace telling me something I don't quite expect.
Mm-hmm.
It made sense that open resulted in file access and file close. And I was expecting the same thing for save.
Also alerting you that you have .txt twice, which is not necessarily a bug, but that may not be what you expected.
That's true.
See, actually, there's another thing we discovered.
Actually, that's true. That's me not having extensions visible in when I was renaming the file, and it let me type the exception twice. So yes, that could be a problem, actually, if my application had some weird way of parsing the extension.
Yep.
So here IntelliTrace is telling me, hey, your file resource is getting accessed in a way you're not expecting. Mm-hmm. You have a bug that kind of seems like the application is resetting itself to its original state. I'm telling you, you're accessing the file twice. This is where I'm going to go look, use IntelliTrace to go look. So what's interesting here to me is the second file access event. Why is that happening? I can click on it, activate historical debugging, and it's going to take me to the read file method, which is definitely unexpected after I have clicked save. It doesn't really make sense to me why I would be reading the file I just saved. And I can then use my historical call stack to figure out why I'm getting called. Why is read file getting called?
Mm-hmm.
I can look at the previous frames, and I see that there's an open file, on file changed, and it's all headed by anonymous method. So here what I'm being told is there's some triggering when the file is changed that is opening up the file a second time. So I just wanted to show you how, for kind of a wide range of different types of issues, IntelliTrace can steer you towards the right direction.
Yep.
And it can save you a lot of valuable time not having to figure out, A, where to put the breakpoint. It sounds simple, but like we said, maybe you don't know the code very well. Maybe you wrote it, but you forgot.
Right.
Maybe you have many applications you're supporting.
Or maybe you know the code well, but you can't.
Maybe it's hiding in a different place.
You can't figure it out. I mean, you're right. Without it, you go to the sort of the brute force method of debugging. Let's put a breakpoint here and see if that's where it's happening, right? So you kind of back into it, sometimes accidentally, sometimes you guess, sometimes you know the code well enough.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, you get to watch the events and you know, in all of these examples, and obviously it's not always as straightforward. He chose right. examples to be illustrative, but by looking at the events that have happened, mm-hmm. often it'll make it easier for you to zero in on the behavior, and certainly in cases where you're looking at code you didn't write, right. or you're inheriting somebody else's code. That seems like a great yeah. way to go.
The key takeaway I want our viewers to have here is, before I had IntelliTrace, my first thought when mm-hmm. I saw a bug was, where am I going to put the breakpoint right. to catch this?
Yep.
Now my first thought is, well, let's see what IntelliTrace has collected.
Right. What happened?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's take a look.
Yeah, irrespective of the code.
So finally, what I want to point out to you here, now that I've shown you different types of applications, mm-hmm. is the integration that IntelliTrace offers through diagnostic tools. So I'm going to go ahead and enable memory usage and CPU usage through the Select Tools dropdown in Diagnostics Tools. And I'm going to close it and fire up my debugging session again. What I did here was I told Visual Studio that I want you to run IntelliTrace, but at the same time, the memory usage and the CPU usage tool.
Okay.
So if I give Visual Studio a bit more space, you can see that I have a few more graphs now. I have my CPU utilization graph and the memory graph.
Yep.
And they're all sharing this common timeline
yes, cool.
that IntelliTrace is. So let me just show you something that I think is cool. If I just repeat what I did before, and I scroll to the bottom and I save, and then I hit break. What I like here is I can see how various events
yeah.
change the behavior and the performance of my application.
Ooh.
So for example, here at the beginning, I can see there is a few module load statements. That's mm-hmm. the application starting up, DLLs being loaded, and I can see my memory is going up and my CPU is doing something.
Yeah.
Here I can see that when I click the open button, memory goes up a little bit. That's probably because it had to show me the open file dialog, so it loaded yep. a few more things into memory. My CPU worked a little bit harder on that point. So what I wanted to point out here is how of a complete overview this can give you very quickly with you just pressing break all.
Yeah.
And you can get a view of not only how your application is behaving using IntelliTrace, but also how diagnostics tools in general gives you an idea of how your application is also performing. So we're trying to give you a complete picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our main goal here. That's the main driver behind the new experience of IntelliTrace and diagnostics tools in general.
Yep.
Is very quick. You don't have to do anything extra. Diagnostic tools available to you with just pressing F5.
That's excellent, excellent.
So I want to close by going back to my presentation and showing you one more slide,
okay.
which is we welcome feedback. We need feedback to make the experience better for our users. We want to hear from real people using it to solve real problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to hear both the good and the bad. We definitely want to hear the good to know how much you value each of the features we've added and how much you should get out of it.
Right.
That makes sure that if we make improvements on the experience in the future, we keep the things that you really liked and you're really using, and we improve the things that you think they need improvement. So if you have access to something like Send a Smile, mm-hmm. every time you see something that is good, please let us know.
Okay.
Every time you see something that you think needs extra work, please also let us know. You can vote as a community. So you can show how the community feels about a certain feature through user voice and connect.
Yep.
So we always welcome that. We use that through diagnostics to get an idea of how strongly the community feels for each one of their asks.
Right.
We're not gonna nitpick and count votes here. What we're gonna look at is how big of a attention each feature is getting. So
cool.
if something has 10,000 votes compared to one.
Right.
And finally, always feel free to contact me directly for anything related to IntelliTrace or diagnostics, and we'll work together.
All right, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming on and showing this.
Thank you for having
very,
me.
Very, very cool stuff. If you have it already in the product, start using it. And if it's not something that you're doing on a regular basis, check it out in either the preview or CTP6 or whatever pre-release you get.
Mm-hmm.
And adopt it. This is an awesome tool.
Glad you liked it.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.